AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark back with you on a Friday morning. Mel, good morning.
Good
Mel's
morning,
with me in studio. Also have George on the line first thing with the guest. George, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Doing well.
Well, you know, I actually went down to the waterfront last night. Beautiful hot fall evening, nice and warm, and they even had it all dressed up for Halloween. So, hey, did you guys read about this? Did you see this now? It's not enough that you have a vaccine passport in Louisiana for yourself, but your spouse has to be.
Oh, really?
Or you lose your insurance.
Well,
okay. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever unless it's, this is, you know, so anyway.
Nothing does, George.
Well, it was really interesting. So, yeah, you know, I give blood, and it's always weird to give blood this time of year because of the fact they ask so many questions, you know. Have you been exposed to anything?
Right.
Where'd you get it? Why is it in buckets? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, anyway. All right, we got Scott Falconer talking about laser therapies, and they're having a big, giant confab here in Washington, D.C., with speakers from the White House and Congress. Scott, are you there?
Yes, indeed.
Why don't you tell us about this? Because the light therapy, you know, something I'm very interested in is it'll bring back your hair, but I understand it also helps with mood, and numerous other psychological as well as physical things.
That's correct. Basically, for anyone who wants to go on like to Amazon and type in red light therapy, there's going to be literally hundreds of devices that will grow hair, help remove wrinkles, and relieve pain, at least temporarily. And these are what we call consumer-grade red light therapy products. And then there's the medical grade. And the medical grade products are called photobiomodulation, which is the medical term for how light stimulates cellular function. And within there, there's been over 100 million patient treatments worldwide over the last 30 years that have helped with chronic pain. It has helped reduce the side effects of cancer therapy, such as oral mucositis, which are the sores that sometimes form in the throat when you get heavy chemotherapy. It has saved lives. In fact, hospitals such as St. Jude uses it for all of their pediatric patients. And then it helps with the brain. It helps take care of traumatic brain injury, and a lot of veterans hospitals around the country are using it for that. It actually has helped on Parkinson's. And there's some early signs that it's helping on dementia or Alzheimer's. There's also a wound healing, because again, if you start to stimulate cellular function through the mitochondria, which basically absorbs this part of the light spectrum, 600 to 900 nanometers, red to near infrared, it will stimulate tissue repair as well as reduce inflammation, which gets back again to pain. So there's a lot of discussion and a lot of exploration into how the use of this PBM, as we call it, for short, I like to say peanut butter morsels, PBM, it will help prevent people from going on opioids in the first place. And if people are having some form of opioid use disorder or addiction, it can help wean them from it. So a lot of rehab centers around the country are starting to use PBM as part of their treatment protocol. So it's a very exciting technology. It's been around since the late 1960s, but it really started to take off in the 90s. And a lot of people listening, if you have a dog or a cat or a horse, a lot of veterinarians are using this light therapy for hip dysplasia, for renal failure, and also for overall arthritis in aging animals. And so in many cases, veterinarians are finding that they can, especially with dogs and cats, increase their life expectancy anywhere from 2 to 3 years by these kind of treatments. So especially for your animal friends, PBM has been a part part of their treatment world for many years.
Oh, Scott, you just, I've heard of it, and I think most of us have seen an infomercial for hair products with red light.
Yes.
But when you start mentioning things like you know, brain issues and Alzheimer's, how's it administered? I mean,
What you have is, in the case of, just like with the hair products, where you have kind of a baseball cap, you actually have this, it almost looks like the, if you ever remember Spaceballs, that kind of big Darth Vader helmet, big helmet that kind of goes over the head and basically penetrates, especially some actually are probes that go up through the nasal cavity, but most of the time it's, once you start to do it on top of the head and especially the base of the skull, you're basically revving up the red blood cells with this PBM light, and they travel into the brain. And so there's been a lot of work, especially at the Veterans Hospital up in Boston over the last 5 years, where they're actually helping also NFL players with their concussion issues. And so there's just a lot of very exciting evidence that this is helping a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
And how
Scott, aren't they using this for post-traumatic stress disorder also?
Yes, absolutely. So the whole issue of the psychology of a veteran suffering from PTSD, not a traumatic brain injury, but the psychological aspects of what they encountered, it is finding that it has a calming effect, and is again being adopted as part of the protocols at a lot of VA hospitals around the country right now.
Well, what I read is it stops nightmares and gives people the ability
Correct.
To sleep better. Is one of the
right.
things.
In fact, oh yes, absolutely. I live out here in Harper's Ferry, outside of D.C., at Washington D.C., and we have a fantastic medical person, Dr. Bowen, over here in Martinsburg, and he has a light bed, which is because you have different ways of delivery. You have basically handheld units that will concentrate the light on different parts of the body for wound healing or for like a sprained ankle. And then there's a light bed. Basically, it's think of a tanning bed, but it's filled with like 2,400 of these LED lights for red and infrared. You lay in that bed for 20 minutes, and all the aches and pains go away. And for the next 3 nights, you sleep better than you've ever slept in your life. And so for general wellness, as well as for any medical condition, it's fantastic. In fact, the other part to this is that for conditioning of soldiers and conditioning of athletes before they go out on the field or before they go on maneuvers, recovery after they come off the field or maneuvers, as a result, every NFL team has some form of light bed to help with their conditioning of their athletes. Most of the World Cup soccer teams have it. Most of the Major League Baseball teams and basketball teams have it. The U.S. Olympic track team uses it. And in fact, the International Olympic Committee ruled it allowable because it's a natural process helping a natural process. So they kind of put it in the same category as a whirlpool bath. So the beauty is it is non-intrusive. So because the light is just simply touching the skin, you're not inserting anything or doing anything else. So it is an amazing device because it's basically, again, harnessing the natural processes and revving them up in a way that helps the body heal.
And Scott, what does it do to help the body heal? You say that it affects the red blood cells or something and go into the brain.
Right.
But what actually is it doing to the red blood cells?
Sure. Okay. So first, we have about 32 trillion cells in our body, and in each one of those cells, there's literally thousands of something called mitochondria. And the mitochondria are kind of like the battery within each cell to give the cell energy to do the function. And so these mitochondria absorb light. In fact, I like to say we're warm-blooded plants because we all turn color in the sun. We need our vitamin D. We're happier on a sunny day. And so the same thing goes here, that when you put this one part of the light spectrum, which is red, near infrared, 600 to 900 nanometers, into the body. And most of these light devices will penetrate anywhere from 1 to 3 centimeters into the body. And so it helps rev up the mitochondria. It helps give them energy. And they then help energize and repair cells or bring the cell function back up to where it should be. And that allows the cell to again, help heal the body, help the cell function wherever it is, such as a neurological cell versus a muscle cell versus a heart cell. That's really how it works, is that one can get into a deep dive. There's something called the electron transport chain, which is actually a four-step process of converting light into energy within the mitochondria. And so when we're injured and inflammation starts, that four-step process kind of gets derailed. And so the light therapy, the red light therapy, the PBM, basically puts that transport chain back on track, so to speak. Okay, and there's scientists who literally are down to the subatomic particle level of how all these little pieces work. It's an amazing process.
And I want to ask a question for a friend. It's George, actually. He's very old.
Sure.
And as you get older, you know, your skin changes. Does it help repair some of that?
Well, again, especially some of these red light consumer products, it will, on smaller wrinkles, it will help regenerate skin tissue. And again,
okay.
So there's a lot. That's why a lot of people are buying these products, and there's hundreds of them on Amazon. And some of them are relatively cheap, you know, $300, $100, and it will grow hair, it will help with the wrinkles, and it will help with a little bit of aches and pains. But again, the PBM, which is a much more intense device, much more obviously expensive device, that's the medical applications end. And so for anyone who has friends who are suffering from any number of conditions, ask your doctor about photobiomodulation. And if you have a dog or a cat that's getting arthritis, ask your veterinarian about photobiomodulation. And more doctors, more and more veterinarians, dentists have been using this for years because it actually helps lubricate the teeth. If you've got braces, it moves the teeth around faster. If you are, it manages pain if you're having a wisdom tooth extracted. So again, in many ways, the chiropractors, the veterinarians, the dentists have been some of the early adopters over the last 30 years, and now mainstream medicine, especially the cancer oncology world and the veteran hospitals, are becoming moving to the forefront of this amazing technology.
And I take it we get this red light naturally outdoors in sunlight, but this
right.
is...
Right, but it's very diffused and,
okay.
and obviously not as intense as if you actually put a light directly on you.
Okay, and so and you said something about 20 minutes in a bed. Is it something that you can get too much of? Is it something that...
Well, that's the other beauty, is that there's, again, with these 100 million patient treatments over the last 30 years, you could fall asleep in the bed all day, and nothing bad's going to happen, unlike a tanning bed. But at some point, it's sort of a point of diminishing returns,
right,
that they're finding that between the 12 and 20-minute mark, you're getting your maximum bang for the buck, so to speak, or bang for the time. And so if you've got, a football team and you want everyone in the bed before the game or right after the game, you want to say, okay, what's the best time spent, and you can do the throughput of the whole squad before the next even during halftime.
You have one of these beds at your home, don't you?
I do not have a bed at the home.
Okay.
They usually run around 100 to 140,000.
Oh,
but
good Lord.
But I do have the medical device handhelds. I've got as well as several. I've got three of the consumer handhelds just to try them out and on our animals and ourselves. And then I have one of the medical grade handhelds called an LX2 made by Thor, which is one of the leading manufacturers. And it's helped on a lot of fronts. My wife has a number of ailments. I mean, one of the best things that happened was a few years ago, she fell and tore her left rotator cuff.
Okay.
And she was getting cortisone shots. She only had 60% range of motion. And so she put one of these devices on herself every night. In each case, it was like 3 minutes in four different locations. And after a month, 100% range of motion, no more cortisone shots, no more pain. So, you know, I can personally attest that this stuff really does work.
And that was a consumer product at that point, or was that?
At that point, she was actually using a consumer product versus a medical product.
So what is the difference between a consumer and a medical? Is it just intensity?
The dosage. The
dosage, okay.
I mean, that you, in terms of, they talk about joules per centimeter square, which is basically how much light is of this red light and near infrared is penetrating the body at any given point of where the light touches. And so a consumer product just doesn't have the power of a medical device.
But again,
if you're just trying to grow some hair and remove some wrinkles and, you know, you have a little bit of carpal tunnel from typing too much, consumer products are fine for people. But if you're dealing with, you know, a family member going through heavy chemotherapy, you want to have one of those medical-grade devices helping prevent those side effects.
But you're saying that you say you can't overdose on this necessarily. It's not something you can't get. So a consumer product may not be as intense, but may just longer periods?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of friends who go on to Amazon, and there's some really great ones out there. Again, literally only $100, and you can use it, and it'll help. In fact, if you put even a consumer grade product against your temples and in between your eyebrows and the nasal capacity there, it actually helps almost as like a focus factor. It'll help your brain, stimulate your brain in the morning, and so it's just a lot of really amazing things that this stuff does.
I've seen
them. Where can we get some information on this? Is there a website or something?
Actually, the best site is I'm a vice president with the PBM Foundation, which is a nonprofit that promotes PBM's use and application and promotes its research. And so if you just type in pbmfoundation.org, you will find it. And it has a lot of the latest news and the latest research papers on a variety of treatments and medical conditions, and links to some of the major medical grade companies that develop this. And so we don't have links to Amazon. I said just type red light therapy into Amazon. But if you want to go into more detail, including some really good graphics on how the PBM affects the cells and the mitochondria, there's some great videos on how it all works. Go on again, pbmfoundation.org, and it's all there.
Wow. I always thought it was snake oil, George, but apparently I have to take another look. George, I'm running out of time, my friend.
Scott, thank you very much, and have a great convention. Everybody have a wonderful fall weekend. Get out there, have some pumpkin bread or pumpkin pie or cider or whatever else.
Right.
Have a great time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all, thank you for hearing me out.
Sure. Take care, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. AM 560 KBLU.